Today, we gather to celebrate the 69th year of Israel. We commemorate the revival of a Jewish national homeland. We remember the long and remarkable road that led to the realization of Israel's statehood in 1948. Israel's Independence Day celebrates a double miracle in the life of the Jewish people. The first miracle is the restoration of Jewish sovereignty. There is no other example that I know of in the history of nations in which a scattered people, practically left for dead, has been able to reassert its national life out of the ashes of the Holocaust, no less. The second miracle is what we have done since the establishment of the Jewish state. Israel has become a regional economic power and one of the world's leading technological powers. In the words of the late Shimon Peres, in Israel, a land lacking in natural resources, we learn to appreciate our greatest national advantage, our minds. Through creativity and innovation, we transform barren desert into flourishing fields and pioneered new frontiers in science and technology. All the powers of creativity and genius in the Israeli people are bursting forth in every area, in science, in technology, in medicine, in the arts. This great burst of creativity promises a great future for Israel and the Jewish people. This double miracle is a testament to the life force of the Jewish people. It's a testament to the deep wells of hope we carry inside us and to the deep connection we have both to our past and to our future. This is a particularly significant Independence Day, as throughout Israel, 2017 has been announced as a festive year or a jubilee, as we celebrate important historical landmarks like the 50th anniversaries of the unification of Jerusalem and the centenary of the Balfour Declaration, which called for a homeland for the Jewish people. Australia had no small part in the creation of the modern state of Israel. The ties between Israel and Australia date back as far as the First World War, when the brave young Anzacs of the Light Horse Regiment drove the Ottomans from the city of Beersheba in 1917 and opened the way for the conquest of what was then Palestine. The work of Australia's own H.V. Doc Evatt, who was instrumental in championing the cause of Israel at the United Nations, as well as Australia being the first country to vote yes on the two-state partition plan, which will be celebrating the 70th anniversary for this year, has led to Australia being called the midwife present at Israel's rebirth. As such, Australians will always be our dear friends and are forever welcome in Israel. Australia-Israel relations, while always warm and close, are at all-time high. And all of us remember well, as the Premier just mentioned, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's historic visit to Sydney. This historic and very successful visit reflected the mutual commitment of Israel and Australia to the deep friendship between the two countries, as well as determination to elevate bilateral cooperation. Australia reaffirmed its commitment to Israel's right to exist as the nation-state of the Jewish people, in peace and within secure borders, and its steadfast opposition to attempts to undermine Israel's legitimacy. On our 69th Independence Day, all Israelis are humbled by Australia's consistent support in this regard. Furthermore, Israel will be hosting a major commemoration to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Beersheba in October this year. And we look forward to welcoming Prime Minister Turnbull to Israel to commemorate this historic event, which has served as a foundation stone for the enduring relationship between the two countries. My friends, Israel's strength is drawn from the same ideals that are fundamental to Australia. We are open and pluralistic, with a central respect for the sanctity of human life and the indivisible nature of human liberty. It brings me great pride to celebrate Israel's independence among such friends, among those who have long stood beside us. Today we celebrate not just the nation of Israel, but the warmth, passion, and commitment of our friendship with Australia